T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief right here. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mayor Mitch Ross here, getting you set for first pitch. Game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the Oakland Athletics from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland, California. Obviously a huge day today as the MLB trade deadline has come and gone. 3 o'clock today. A lot to get you guys caught up on there as well, in case you're just kind of tuning in for the day and unwinding and want to get caught up in all the action. Big day for David Stearns and the Brewers front office. We'll get you all you need to know coming up here in just a minute. First, we'll hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell on tonight's show. Also, we'll be joined by Bart Winkler and of Chuck and Winkler weekday morning 6 to 10 right here on The Fan, as well as Bill Baby Tao Schmid of the Wendy's Big Show. Also, the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show as well here on The Fan. That's for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. Also, we'll go inside the clubhouse here from Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions, who joined the Big Show earlier today to get you more information on all the guys that Brewers GM David Stearns acquired ahead of today's deadline. But first, a quick recap of last night's game as the Brewers fall 3-2. We're going to turn the page as quickly as possible after that. Brewers fall 3-2 again on a walk-off shot from Matt Olson. Brewers had their chances, certainly, to get this victory, but ultimately came up short as Matt Olson would double in a Jurickson Profar in the bottom of the third to get the A's on the board. In the bottom of the third, we go ahead to the bottom of the sixth with the A's threatening once again. Lorenzo Cain doing what he does, making an amazing catch in center field.
And into center field, and Cain coming on to make the catch. One more time, Lorenzo Cain takes away a hit, takes away an RBI.
A couple of men on there for Oakland. Well, that would keep the game at 1-0. Brewers again threatening a few times late in the game. Yasmani Grandal would finally break the Brewers offense through with a run in the top of the eighth.
Garcia at third, Yelich the runner at first, as Grandal, a base hit into left field. Scoring is Garcia. Yelich flying around second. He's into third, and this game is tied at one.
Tied at one right there. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. A lot of hard contact right there in the top of the eighth. Brewers would settle for just the one run. Bottom of the eighth, the A's would answer them with a solo shot from our old friend Chris Davis right down the left field line in the bottom of the eighth to give the A's a 2-1 lead. Eric Thames then would step to the plate to answer that one with a solo shot of his own deep to right center.
Here's a 1-2. Thames with a fly ball, hit back into deep right center field, and it is gone! We are tied! Eric Thames with a rocket over the right center field wall.
He gave him a fastball. He turned on it and tied her up.
Yeah, King Thames, 15th of the season right there for him to tie the game at 2 in the top of the ninth. They would go all the way to the bottom of the 10th again. Matt Olson with a walk-off home run off Josh Hader. Jumped on the first pitch again, as guys tend to do. Again, right out to center field there to win the game for the Oakland Athletics. They get the 3-2 win to go to 61-47 on the year with the win. The Brewers with the loss fall to 56-52, but we will go ahead and turn the page to today. Again, trade deadline day. The Brewers do play tonight. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
Brewers and A's from Oakland underway just over an hour from right now at 9:07 Central Time. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Milwaukee Brewers out in center field, leading off as usual, it's Lorenzo Cain batting second. And out in right field, Christian Yelich batting third. And in left field, Ryan Braun batting cleanup and doing the DHing tonight. Yasmani Grandal batting fifth and at second base. Keston Hira batting sixth and at third tonight. Mike Moustakas batting seventh and behind home plate. Manny Pena batting eighth and at first base tonight. Eric Thames going to be interesting to see how that first base position shakes out now with Jesus Aguilar on his way out today. More on that coming up just a little bit on the program here. Batting ninth and playing shortstop tonight, Orlando Arcia. And for the Oakland Athletics, leading off in at shortstop, it's Marcus Semien batting second and out in left field, Nick Martini batting third and at third base, Matt Chapman batting cleanup and at first base for the Oakland Athletics, it's Matt Olson batting fifth and doing the DHing, Chris Davis batting sixth and in center field again tonight, Mark Canna batting seventh and out in right field, it's Robbie Grossman batting eighth and doing the catching, Chris Herman batting ninth and playing second base tonight for the Oakland Athletics, it's Franklin Barreto. Those lineups for you again one more time quickly. First for the Brewers, it's Cain, Yelich, Braun, Grandal, Hira, Moustakas, Pena, Thames, and Arcia. And for the Oakland Athletics, Marcus Semien, Nick Martini, Chapman, Olson, Davis, Canna, Grossman, Herman, and Franklin Barreto. A little bit closer look up at the pitching matchup right now. It's Jordan Lyles. He's 5-7 with a 5.36 ERA. However, Lyles' struggles in July have been pretty well documented since the trade marking his return to Milwaukee. On Monday, he's 0-3 with an even 15 ERA in the month of July. But he will make the start tonight as the Brewers need bodies in that rotation. Lyles, however, is 1-0 with a 1.32 ERA in two starts against Oakland in his career. He's taking on left-handed pitching Brett Anderson for the Oakland Athletics. He's 9-6 with a 4.05 ERA. Anderson took the loss last time out against the Rangers back on Thursday for the A's, giving up 5 earned runs and 7 hits over 4 2/3, striking out 4 in an 11-3 loss for the A's again back on Thursday. He's got a 5.51 ERA in three starts against Milwaukee in his career. The Brewers now today, again, the trade deadline obviously happening today. Brewers made a couple of moves that will affect the big league club. Jesus Aguilar earlier today traded to Tampa Bay for Jake Faria, a reliever. Made 7 appearances, all out of the bullpen so far this season for Tampa Bay. Faria is expected, however, to begin his tenure in the minors. And then Mauricio Dubon, the bigger trade in the afternoon. Robert Murray of The Athletic tweeting out Mauricio Dubon going to San Francisco in a, quote, significant trade. However, the return we would learn would be Drew Pomeranz and Ray Black, who have both, Ray Black, not much time in the big leagues this year, and Drew Pomeranz struggling mightily in 2019. However, was an all-star in 2017, but is 2-9 with a 5.68 ERA in 2019 with San Francisco so far. However, shifting to the bullpen a couple of weeks ago, he's rattled off 4 scoreless appearances for the Red Hot Giants with just an 0.67 batting average against, albeit in some pretty low leverage spots over the past couple of weeks. Other big news of the day, Trent Grisham reportedly going to be called up to Milwaukee. And according to our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, he will be in the lineup in Oakland tomorrow. Grisham put together quite a season so far in the minor leagues for the Crew, including hitting for the cycle last night, homering twice in that game. Let's hear from Brewers manager Craig Counsell after the Brewers lost 3-2 last night.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Counsell have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Brewers drop a heartbreaker last night, 3-2, and manager Craig Counsell spoke after that one. Josh Hader giving up another home run. Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, he certainly did his job. His best start as a starter for us. He got us 15 outs. That's kind of what I was thinking. And with, you know, how he's bounced back and forth and 3 days rest and a good place to finish for him, I thought that was the right time for him and built something for him to build off for sure going into the next start.
The way you guys battled back there at the end was obviously a positive.
We got to do a better job against these starting pitchers. I mean, we're not doing a good enough job against starting pitching. We're making it, making ours, you know, homers in the ninth, you know, are not going to happen against closers very often. And, you know, we're making it too easy on these starting pitchers. We got to do a better job with that for sure. It was a nice comeback. We are doing a nice job against bullpens. Playing from behind, you know, is not a formula for success in this league.
Is that hard to figure out why, Craig, when you guys are having success against?
Yeah, no, I don't have a good answer for you on it. The other team's got something to do with it, for sure. And the guy kept us off balance today. I thought he executed really well. But at the same time, we kind of let him through six innings pretty good.
We had talked about it. Eric was going good for a while, then he had sort of had a spell where he wasn't producing for him to kind of get, put a jolt in the ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, offensively, that's how offenses are built. You know, you're not going to have every guy at every moment kind of crushing it. And so if you got enough guys in your lineup that can carry the load, and Eric certainly can when he's going good. So it's a huge hit tonight for sure. Didn't look good against their closer, but a huge hit.
I feel like we've asked you about this over and over, but this deadline tomorrow, the fact that it's just one, and after that, your team is basically your team. Your organization is your organization. Are you sort of curious to see what David comes up with for you tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I mean, tomorrow's the day, so we'll know tomorrow. Our marching orders are this is our team, and so I don't think anything different until we hear so. I don't think we should think anything different. You know, these are our guys, and we're good enough to win. That's how I think. And so, if something changes, then we'll address that.
Who's going to pitch for you tomorrow?
Jordan Lyle's going to pitch tomorrow.
Did he get in like before the game?
Yeah, he landed right around game time and is at the hotel right now.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home field and game conditions. Steins Premium Weed Control Plus Lawn Food is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. Steins. Planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946.
Yes, Jordan Lyles will make the start after coming over from the Pittsburgh Pirates on Monday for Cody Ponce, a minor league reliever. Second-round pick a couple of years ago by the Brewers. Brewers are giving up on him and sending him to Pittsburgh for Jordan Lyles, who will start as the Brewers again need bodies. And again, Lyles is coming in just hours before the game, pretty much, and he will start tonight. He's had a rough month of July, but hopefully he can get things righted tonight in Oakland. Field and game conditions now. Not much worry weather-wise out in the Bay Area. 65 degrees right now at Ring Central State Coliseum. Dropping down in the low 60s as the night goes on. Really no chance of rain. Wind blowing out to the west at 14 miles an hour right now. So a little bit of a breeze out there, as there typically will be in Oakland, California. The breeze was swirling a bit last night. Several home runs. So we'll see who comes out on top tonight. We're going to hit a quick break here on the other side. It'll be the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show and the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show, as well as Bart Winkler of Chuck and Winkler, weekday morning 6 to 10 here on The Fan. They'll join me for the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. A lot of talk about today's trade deadline and whether or not the Brewers got better. We'll have a lot of discussion, hopefully some good back and forth. Coming up next here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, Mayor Mitch here getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the A's from California. More next on The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And it's presented by Allegra Allergy Relief right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back, Mayor Mitch here, getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the A's. And obviously the big discussion of the day, the MLB trade deadline came and went at 3 o'clock today, Central Time. The Brewers making a couple of moves, and to talk now more about it, we'll hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in Bill Baby Tal Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show. You can hear weekdays 2 to 6 right here on The Fan, and also the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show many a night right here on The Fan. Billy, thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon, or evening, I guess, now. And the Brewers making a couple of moves here. Not quite the splash you might have thought, though, right?
No, you know what, Mitch? I was just thinking about it. They definitely weren't able to pull off the doozy, right? Like, they weren't able to go get the Zach Greinke, Noah Syndergaard. And when you look at this trade deadline, the 2019 trade deadline, I think the story is going to be that every team wanted to make that big move. And look at the other two teams that didn't do anything, really. And that's the New York Yankees and the L.A. Dodgers.
Yep.
Missed opportunities for the big, big markets, I think, are one thing that's going to be a storyline here. And look at what Houston did. They set themselves up for a heck of a run, but the Brewers were able to do what they needed to do, and that was get some arms in here to help bridge the gap till Brandon Woodruff comes back and you make a run at this division.
Also joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to bring the mood up, it's Bart Winkler on Twitter, at Winks. Thanks. Bart, thanks for a couple of minutes this afternoon. How are you?
Seriously. I hate everything about the deadline. I hate it. I think that this is the culmination of 3 years of not going out to get a pitcher. This team at some point, if you want to compete and contend for the division in September and hope that Brandon Woodruff comes back healthy and as good as he was, you can do that. I mean, whatever. I'm kind of like, I feel defeated. For years, all I've wanted is a starting pitcher. And you say that there were none out there. Houston didn't think so. Look what Houston's done the last few years. They went out and got Verlander. They went out and got Gerrit Cole. They went out and got Zach Greinke today. And, oh, well, you got to spend money to do that. Okay, well, go spend money. Do you want to win a World Series, or do you want to put together a roster of 25 guys that can play baseball and just have them be warm bodies? I'm not getting excited for Drew Pomeranz and two guys that aren't even good enough to break the big league club upon their trade over here. So, you know, we can all get distracted. Oh, Trent Grisham's coming up. Sweet. Okay, well, that's distracting us from the fact that the trade deadline was an absolute failure, just like it was a year ago when they traded for Jonathan Scope and didn't get a pitcher, just like it was two years ago when they didn't get a pitcher. This is a failure by this administration that is going to live off the Christian Yelich trade until the end of time, because nobody wants to criticize David Stern. I'm good.
See, Bart, I'm kind of with you. I really don't know how, and that's very true, and I really don't know how David Stearns can go down in that clubhouse tonight and look those guys in the eye and say that we got better. I just don't see it.
They didn't get better. They didn't. What they did was they patched up a sinking ship because these guys got injured over the last couple of weeks. Your other pitchers and Chacin and Gio, who I guess will be fine for the weekend, but Woodruff. So you got guys that you could feel somewhat okay with in your bullpen or in your starting rotation. And these guys, they're not good enough. If you want to win a World Series, these guys aren't good enough. Can you still win the division? Sure. I mean, the Brewers last year, they got lucky. They got good. They got hot. I mean, anything can happen in this really wacky
They got lucky
sport,
to win 96 games and have the best record in the National League. That was all.
They got lucky.
That's what that was.
They got lucky to go hot as hot as they did at the end. They got lucky in the division.
They got lucky to win 20 games in a month. That wasn't because they were a good baseball
team.
Cardinal
was rounding third base and fell. Look, there's people that want to like actually.
Want to do what? Talk about what this team has accomplished.
No,
and think that it's impressive?
What if they
accomplished? Listen, I need to you've dogged the administration of the Brewers for the last 4 minutes, and I laughed.
Yeah, let's.
And I thought you were going
to
stop.
Let's let Billy try to tell us how the Brewers got better today.
Let Billy, the PR machine, tell us how the Brewers got better today, because you got sucked into the Stearns blinders.
No,
just like everybody else.
No, Bart, you want to let me talk or no? This is what it was. Guys, look at what this baseball team is doing. This baseball team is pacing to win 84 games. When you pace to win 84 games, you know what? Sorry, you don't deserve to go out and get Noah Syndergaard. You don't deserve to go out and get Marcus Stroman. But do you deserve to stay in the race and have a chance to win this division? Yes, you do. But if I'm going to be in a business...
You can't tell me what they accomplished last year and then say they don't deserve to get a big-time pitcher.
Bart, look at this baseball team and what it is at this moment. What they deserved was to get some guys to help them get to their guys. And that's exactly what they did. They're not counting on these players
to get some pitching in the offseason, which they're so reluctant to do. They won't spend any money on pitching. They won't spend any money on Wade Miley. Oh, we can get Gio Gonzalez after he flames out in New York for $2 million. I guess that's fine. Oh, we can get Jordan Lyles for
So who are they supposed to trade for today? Who are they supposed to trade for today, Bart?
Houston went and got Greinke. You could have got Greinke.
No, you couldn't have. You did not have the prospect capital to make that deal.
That is probably true.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You didn't have the prospect capital. No, listen. You didn't have the prospect capital to get Mike Minor. You didn't have the prospect capital to get Madison Bumgarner. You didn't have the prospect capital to get Noah Syndergaard because nobody did. These teams wanted the moon because this was a new year of baseball. Nobody has played when there is one trade deadline.
How did a team get Zach
Greinke? The entire league is learning at this point as to what this is going to be when 24 teams believe they can go to the playoffs. This is about getting into the playoffs and giving yourself an opportunity to, one, make more money so you can spend it on good players. Yes, I get that. But also to go to the playoffs to give yourself a chance to win the World Series. Did they get themselves the number one guy on the market? No. But did they get four guys? Yes. They got four dudes. How many guys did the Arizona?
Half of them are in the minor leagues.
How many players did, how many trades did the St. Louis Cardinals do today? Did they get any better?
Okay, yeah, and here's where it goes again.
Did the Cubs get better today?
For bad behavior because they've been
bad
so
behavior.
Bad, but yet the other two teams have been bad too, which makes us feel better about the Brewers. We got to stop comparing ourselves to teams that aren't.
You compare who you play and who is in your division.
Look,
that is who I compare myself to.
Yes, rooting for a team.
Yes, I compare myself to the teams in my division as to who I play.
That'll do it for round one here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's why they call it the round table. Bill Schmid of the Wendy's Big Show and the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show on one corner. And Bart Winkler of the Chuck and Winkler Show, weekday morning 6 to 10, right here on the Fan. Billy's on Twitter, at Bill Schmidt Radio. And now
here we go. Bart's going to interrupt somebody. Here we go. Let's talk over somebody more. I don't do that for enough time during my show.
Here's the problem with me engaging in any sort of conversation with you right now, is that I don't believe that you believe a single word you're saying.
If you
really believe that they got better today, if you're really going to be the PR David Stearns machine that
the
all these
PR
fans
David
want to be because they had a nice bachelor
the
party
PR
in Miller
David
Park
Stearns.
Once.
That's a good one.
This team will not spend on pitching, and they will never win a
they
World
don't
Series.
They don't have the money to at this moment. What do you want them to do?
Do
you want them to have $200 million go into the team? Everybody does.
Then I quit. If they don't have the money, if other teams can magically find the money and the Brewers can't, who throw $65 million into some field that they use once a year and isn't even good enough to rehab Brett Lowry, if they're going to keep building stuff at Miller Park to charge me $15 for an old-fashioned that comes out of a tap, if they're going to keep doing that, then I'm going to demand that they go out and pay more than $8 million for a starting pitcher at one point in the Stearns administration.
That's pretty much where I'm at. I'm Mayor Mitch Ross, and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we have Bill Schmid and Bart Winkler going at it here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show and the McCormick Law Office Roundtable. And I'll go to you, Billy. I want to know if anyone in the National League really separated themselves from the pack. I mean, the Dodgers, they naturally were way head and shoulders above, I think, anyone in the National League, and I would argue they probably still are. And nobody in the National League Central, really. The Cubs picked up Nicholas Castellanos today, as well as Tony Kemp, so a couple of outfielders. I don't even know where Nicholas Castellanos is going to play, but the NL Central is still pretty tight, and the Brewers are in there, even though I don't think they got any better today. I don't know. Did anybody in the National League Central separate themselves, Billy?
The team that I think got marginally better, Mitch, I would say, I mean, you can kind of laugh at it. They're the last place team would be the Reds. When you look at the Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, the Reds get Trevor Bauer too. Yep.
Allowing yourself to be successful in a 2 years from now when right now that team is an up and coming team, rebuilding while competing. Crazy idea that you don't just throw everything you have into 1 year. You want to sustain success, to give your program and organization some organizational strength, but, you know, 84 wins and being above 500 and giving yourself a chance to win apparently isn't enough. But what I think every team in this division did, Mitch, is try to stabilize themselves and do what a lot of teams are going to do in this division. That's try to hit home runs. The Cubs realized that if they're going to beat the Brewers, they scored all their runs in that series over the weekend,
Hitting
home runs. So they needed somebody else to come on in and hit some more home runs. Castellanos has had the Cubs have had their eye on Castellanos for quite some time. They get that deal done. They're all right here bunched up together. It's going to be a three-team race all the way down. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and Bart, I want to ask you as well. I know, I think you brought it up this morning on your show. That teams, and this is kind of the other frustrating thing about the Brewers too, is that Marcus Stroman was a guy who had team control, and that seems to be the most important thing for David Stearns, no question about it. I mean, that's another argument you can make about Ray Black and Jacob Faria. And these guys have tons of team control, but Marcus Stroman went, he had another year of team control, and it seems like some of these teams are kind of competing for next year, and I wonder if that has to do with the Dodgers being so far ahead of everybody in the National League. It seems like we're almost on a collision course for Houston and L.A. in the World Series, especially with Houston picking up Zach Greinke. It's almost like teams have, in a way, and maybe it's because of the funky trade deadline this year, the first time, the one-time, one-shot deal. I don't know if teams are just feeling it out or what happened, but it seems like teams are almost competing for next year.
Well, what are the Brewers competing for? I would like to ask Billy what he thinks the Brewers are competing for.
I guess the National League Central this year.
Okay, then what?
I don't know if they have a World Series team, personally. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they obviously they don't. So you're competing.
Way too many holes to fill today, that's for sure.
Then what? What next year? You're not going to go. There's no pitchers on the free agent market. If there are any, you're not going to get them. So then what are you competing for next year?
Well, you have Drew Pomeranz, who was an all-star in 2017.
So we're just going to win NLC Central titles for every couple of years and then never make a World Series?
I don't know.
For a fan base, for a franchise that has been to one World Series and lost it, and we celebrate it like they won
five consecutive playoff appearances in 49 years.
So is that it?
Playoff five times in 49 years, so you want to go to the playoffs.
Maybe I misinterpreted because what I want is a World Series, and I see other teams trying to
win the World Series. You don't go to the playoffs.
I don't see the Brewers trying to win it. What's that?
Can't go to the World Series if you don't get into the playoffs. You got to get in first.
They're not good enough to get in at this point. They're a third place team in a bad division.
Okay, that's your opinion.
We'll definitely have to wait and see what shakes out here in the National League Central. As the Cubs and Cardinals do battle right now, that one is scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. And guys, I mean, the Brewers made a couple of moves today, no question about it. Did you guys see that fight last night? I'm sure you did. If you hadn't seen it, Amir Garrett went after the entire Pittsburgh Pirates roster.
Mitch.
What's that?
It pales in comparison to the smackdown I'm laying on Schmitty right now.
Yeah, it's been pretty neck and neck, and I would certainly love to continue of it, but I'm trying to keep it as civil as possible right now as we got a long way to go here, guys.
Hey, how about this, Mitch? How about this? It's going to get really uncivil tomorrow when I come down and lay the smackdown and check in Bart Winkler into the SmackDown Hotel tomorrow on his own program at 8 a.m.
That's going to be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You heard it here first on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Billy's going to waltz in here like Vince McMahon.
I'm coming in here and I'm invading. You like that? I'm going to invade your own program. You like that, Winkler? You want some more of that? You want some more of this enthusiasm about the 2019 Brewers? I'll give it all to you. I'll lay it all down on the table of how they can go to the playoffs. You like that? You want some more of that, Winkler?
Is it more access you're looking for from the team's PR staff, or are they paying you, or
no,
what has led you to these conclusions tonight?
Not a cent. What I'm here for is to be an instructor of optimism and truth, and I will allow the truth to come out about the 2019 crew. And you know what? They also will have the truth come out, because the last 45, 50 games of this season are going to be a bloodbath like you saw in Cincinnati last night. Mayor Mitch, you were talking about that fight, and I want to let you get back there because this is your program.
Well, I wanted to say that I think baseball, I hate to say it, but I love to say it because I think baseball needs more of that type of stuff.
guys, be fun.
Guys fighting and guys throwing balls over the center field and showing a little personality. These baseball players these days, I swear, are so robotic. And now you get a little emotion from a guy like Trevor Bauer and Amir Garrett last night, and people are going to freak out. And I know we don't want to condone violence on this program here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, but just show a little bit of emotion. I love that. And obviously it did not affect Trevor Bauer's trade value, but I do think it was a thing for Trevor Bauer and the Cleveland Indians organization where they could kind of get out from Trevor Bauer, and they were kind of done with his antics. Now they're bringing on a guy in Yasiel Puig who kind of wears thin on guys. But where do you stand, Billy, on kind of the personality that we've seen from baseball players in the last couple of days? It's definitely stressful times, not only for us here at 105.7 FM, The Fan, and in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, but it seems like stressful times for some of these players as well, and they're letting it all out.
Well, you see Trevor Bauer in a situation where he's not having success in a game that he puts every single thing into every day. When you don't have success at your own job, a lot of times you'll be frustrated. And does it allow you to vent out frustrations where obviously people could have gotten hurt with Bauer throwing the ball into center field? I understand that, and it's dangerous and it's not right. But you're exactly right, Mitch, and the fact of it shows, I think, a little bit of the personality and the realness that this is. I mean, this is a livelihood that we're talking about, and this is someone's life. This is what this guy's done since he was 10 years old. And when you're not having success and you can't understand why, it can be frustrating. But is it good for the game? I don't believe so. I mean, I can't find a way that I see one dude running over and charging a group of 25 guys. And I understand the protecting your brothers, and as an offensive lineman, did I take a couple of cheap shots every once in a while if somebody got one on my quarterback? Yeah, but is it good for the game? I don't think anybody's really a winner in a situation like that.
There he is, Bill Baby Tal Schmidt of the Wendy's Big Show on Twitter, at Bill Schmidt Radio. Bill, will let you go. Hopefully the Brewers can show off some of these new moves. You got Jordan Lyles, 0-3 with a 15 ERA in the month of July, getting the start for the crew tonight, and we'll see how that goes, Billy.
Yeah, we don't want any parts of that 15 ERA. Let's get back to that time in the beginning of the year where his first 13 starts, he had a 3.14 ERA. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you bet. There he is,
hey,
Bill Schmidt.
Billy. What's up, Bart?
One last shot, Billy, for Bart here.
You come in tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Chuck and Winkler. Prepare to get F5'd onto a gurney, Brock Lesnar to Seth Rollins style.
And then are you going to videotape it while I do it to your boy Frames?
Oh, don't do it to Freems. Freems got you into this business, remember?
Hey, Billy's an amateur wrestler. I don't know if you want to.
Mitch, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
This is me talking directly to the other person on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Winkler?
Schmidt.
Just wait till tomorrow at 8.
There he is. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Billy, thanks for a couple of minutes tonight, and we'll talk to you soon. And also, Bart Winkler, these guys are going radio silent here on me as they are very upset with each other. Hopefully we get some good civil conversation tomorrow morning on the Chuck and Winkler Show. We don't want any broken windows or holes in the wall, Bart. So take it easy on them, will you?
Hey, can I say something about Trevor Bauer?
Sure.
When he threw a ball in the center field, that was not a big deal. And I can't believe that people got mad about that. Amir Garrett charging a dugout, bad. But to your question, I think that you've seen in the last couple of weeks, you might have seen video of Brock Holt swearing at an umpire.
Yeah, that one as well.
The Yankees manager defending his players. I think you need to see more of that. You need to see more personality. And instead of running away from it, I think baseball should. I mean, yeah, you don't want to set a bad behavior for children and condone violence, but you do need to see more personality in the game. So I hope baseball figures out how to capitalize on that.
No question about it, Bart. I absolutely agree with you, and thanks for a couple of minutes tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
You played a good traffic cop, buddy.
I did my best. Thanks a lot, Bart. There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can find him on Twitter at Winks Thinks. Whew. All right, there it is. That's the end of that no-holds-barred title bout. I don't know what you call heavyweight championship of the world right there. Bart Winkler and Bill Baby Tal Schmidt going back and forth on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, rolls on. We'll go inside the clubhouse and hear from Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Get you caught up on all you need to know on the Brewers' new acquisitions. Jacob Faria, Drew Pomeranz, Ray Black, and Jordan Lyles, even, who the starter is tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. He takes on Brett Anderson out in Oakland, coming up here in about a half an hour or so from right now. Mayor Mitch getting you set for game 2 of 3, Brewers and A's. More next on The Fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coaches on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, it is. Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Mayor Mitch Ross here getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Jordan Lyles toes the slab for the crew. Tonight he's 5-7 with a 5.36 ERA. However, 0-3 with a 15 ERA and 4 starts in the month of July. So definitely been beaten around the yard so far in the month of July. We'll see if he can finish it on a high note for the Brewers in Oakland as they take on Brett Anderson and the Athletics, looking to bounce back after last night's walk-off victory. Brewers made 3 trades today. Jordan Lyles was the 4th around this deadline season. He was brought over on Monday afternoon for Cody Ponce, who is a minor league reliever. Jesus Aguilar out today. Been traded to Tampa Bay for Jake Faria, a pitcher. He's made a few starts over the last couple of years. 7 appearances so far in 2019 out of the bullpen for Tampa Bay. Mauricio Dubon, he goes to San Francisco, the Brewers' 5th prospect in a somewhat watered-down minor league system. He goes to San Francisco for Drew Pomeranz and Ray Black. Also, one other minor trade, Marcos Diplon, who I believe was designated for assignment earlier in the week. He goes to Minnesota for cash considerations. So cold hard cash on the way to the Milwaukee Brewers. Mauricio Dubon goes to San Francisco. That's the big news of the day. And when Robert Murray of The Athletic tweeted out this afternoon, it was a significant trade. We didn't know the return. You're thinking, Madison Bumgarner, Will Smith, maybe? Probably not, but maybe. And you see Drew Pomeranz, really? Man, what a nightmare. But Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joined the boys on the Wendy's Big Show immediately after the trade deadline today, and he had some thoughts on Drew Pomeranz as well as the rest of the guys the Brewers brought in today.
If you watched in the last 3 or 4 games, it was a different pitcher than the guy that had been in the starting rotation. I was actually at the Giant-Philly game last night, and they talked about it extensively on the Giant broadcast, how much better he looked, that he was throwing harder, that the knuckle curve looked better. He was like 2 miles an hour better on his fastball, so he was at like 94 instead of 91, 92. He seems to, I guess, make a fit as a left-handed reliever, and I guess that's the thing to get somewhat excited about today.
It's difficult because you see major league talent leave for major league talent, or in this case, major league talent who was an all-star last year in Jesus Aguilar, for a guy that's going to go to the minor leagues in Jake Faria. But it appears that the Brewers are also getting a guy that can start and relief.
Yeah, I kind of didn't really get that trade. That was a weird one to me. His numbers are not particularly impressive in terms of, in the bullpen they've been better in terms of strikeouts per 9. But as a starter, he's not going to strike out a lot of guys. He doesn't throw all that hard. He gave up a guy that was finally starting to hit the ball hard. I guess it fills a need because you're looking for depth in pitching, right? So I guess, yeah, especially given the way that like Davies has pitched recently and the struggles, some of the things that you've had, I would have thought though that wouldn't necessarily have been a guy that you'd be going for. I thought you might have been aiming higher.
Of Aguilar, Travis Shaw, and Eric Thames, yesterday we said on the big show that there's no way all 3 of them are still here. And they chose to trade the righty and keep the 2 left-handed first basemen, which I'm guessing means Ryan Braun will end up at first base. But if you were going to trade one of those 3 guys between Aguilar, Thames, and Shaw, would it have been Aguilar? Because, again, look, I mean, Aguilar's under team control. Shaw's under team control. And Thames is available to go to another team after this season. So 2 have team control, and the other one didn't.
Yeah, I guess I would have traded Aguilar. I just sort of thought that I might have gotten like a major league ready kind of guy. Like I might have gotten like a better version of like a Pomerantz kind of thing for a first baseman who hit 35 last year and is probably going to go to Tampa and it's indoors there and there's nobody there and he can relax and he'll probably hit a whole bunch of bombs there and he gets right in the thick of the wild card race in the AL, which is kind of a neat place to be in the AL East. And he's got some good ballparks to take target at. Mm-hmm. I guess that's who I would have dealt. I just was a little underwhelmed, I guess, by the return.
Yeah, look, I think when you look at Dubon, a lot of people here thought that within the organization that he might have been heir apparent to Arcia, but it just didn't work out that way. How do you foresee that trade? Was that a good trade for the Brewers, or they should have done better?
Ask me on October 1st, because to me that one is like, if you made the playoffs, it was probably a good trade.
Okay.
Because your goal here is short term. Your goal is to make the postseason, and I guess they saw a gap with their beyond Hader with the left-handed relievers. And I don't think you can worry too much about what this guy's going to do. The Giants have a fairly crowded infield with Panic and Crawford, and they just traded for Scooter Gennett for some reason. So I don't know where this guy's going to play. He's 25. Like, if he was 21, I would be saying to myself, why did you give up a 21-year-old prospect for a middle reliever type for half a season potentially? But I don't think there's as much risk there as you might be necessarily concerned about.
When teams go and make trades, how do you measure, I guess, whether you got the better deal or how do certain teams in value guys they have like in their minor league system versus guys that they trade for that can come in play right now?
So it's funny, if you go back through baseball history a little bit, and there are some interesting trades, and one of the more famous ones to me was in the 80s, John Smoltz was on the Tigers, and he got traded to the Braves for Doyle Alexander, who was, this guy was like 35, and who was kind of at the very end of his career. And the Tigers got Alexander, the Braves got Smoltz. Smoltz became a Hall of Famer, but I still felt like that trade was a good trade for the Tigers because Alexander went 9-0 for them. They won the division by like two games. He got them to the playoffs. I think if Pomerantz does something that gets you to the playoffs, I think that's the area, that's where you would say that you won this trade. If Dubon goes on to be a five-time All-Star, well, shoot. But I don't know that you necessarily have that risk to worry about here. I would worry about that more if he was the number one or the number two prospect on the team. How do you measure it? I think you measure it by what you got out of it. How do you measure it in the NFL?
Yeah, just wins and losses.
Right, pretty
and
much.
And wins and losses is what the Milwaukee Brewers are trying to get out of Drew Pomerantz here.
There he is, Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions, joined the boys earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, Billy Schmid, Leroy Butler on there, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, as you can hear each and every weekday here, 2 to 6 on The Fan. Some good stuff there and some good thoughts on the Brewers' moves they made today, a flurry of moves, including bringing up one of their top prospects that's left in the organization after the trade deadline. Trent Grisham had a big night last night and is putting together an amazing season in the minor leagues, shooting up the ranks quickly. He will reportedly join the team and be in the starting lineup tomorrow in Oakland. 22 years old, we'll have more on him and the rest of the minor leaguers, as well as a couple of injury updates going forward here as we wrap up the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. On the other side of this quick break, Mayor Mitch here getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the A's in Oakland from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland, California. More of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show next on The Fan.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Now, here's today's Down on the Farm report.
Welcome back to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, as well as the radio.com app. It's the official home of 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download it today and favorite The Fan to listen us to us anytime, anywhere. Mayor Mitch here getting you set for game 2 of 3 between the Brewers and the Athletics on Trade Deadline Day, a Trade Deadline edition of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show. Brewers making a couple of moves today, fans not very thrilled with the front office at the moment. Jesus Aguilar to Tampa Bay for Jake Faria. Mauricio Dubon, one of the Brewers' more touted prospects, goes to San Francisco for Drew Pomeranz and Ray Black. Marcos Diplon goes to Minnesota for cash considerations, and Jordan Lyles brought over on Monday. He'll make the start tonight for Milwaukee. Another bit of news, Trent Grisham being called up, according to our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McKelvey, on Twitter, at Adam McKelvey. Grisham will join the Milwaukee Brewers to make his Major League debut and be in the starting lineup tomorrow afternoon as the Brewers wrap up the series in Oakland tomorrow. Grisham is 22 years old, a 2015 first-round pick out of high school. He was drafted as Trenton Clark, changed his name back in 2017 to honor his mother, who he says has been there for him since day one. So he changed his name to Trent Grisham, and he's kind of ran away with things since then. So far in this season, 34 games at AAA so far in 2019. He started the year at AA. 381 with a 471 on base percentage, a 776 slugging percentage, and a 1.247 OPS with 13 home runs and 30 RBIs on the year for Trent Grisham. So he will, again, reportedly be called up tomorrow and make his debut on the 2019 season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Also, we got some injury news here on the Brewers front, so let's go ahead and hit that one.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Corbin Burnes has been reinstated from the 10-day injured list today, and he has now been optioned to AAA San Antonio. So we'll see if Corbin Burnes can get right a bit down in AAA. Also, Gio Gonzalez, per, again, our Adam McKelvey. Gio is on track to make his, he says he's on track to make his start on Saturday at Wrigley. He's feeling strong after yesterday's flat ground session. So that is good news for the Milwaukee Brewers as they look to bolster that pitching staff as they did today, picking up Jordan Lyles starting tonight for the crew. Again, roughed up in July of 2019, a 0-3 with a 15 even ERA in the month and four starts. But again, the Brewers definitely need bodies. However, Lyles 1-0 with a 1.32 ERA in two career starts against Oakland in his career. Lyles has been in the National League most of his career. He takes on Brett Anderson, who's 9-6 with a 4.05 ERA on the 2019 season. Anderson, 5.51 ERA in three starts against Milwaukee in his career. Let's get you the lineups one more time quickly before we get on up out of here as the Brewers go for a bounce-back victory tonight and try to keep pace in this National League Central. Last check, Cubs and Cardinals scoreless in the fifth inning. Kyle Hendricks doing the pitching for the Cubs today. So we'll have to keep close tabs here as we go along on the night here on the 105.7 FM, The Fan. And also, let's get those lineups real quick one more time for the Brewers. It's Kane Yelich, Braun, Grandal, Hira, Moustakas, Pena, Thames, and Arcia. Grandal doing the DHing tonight for the Brewers, and Manny Pena behind home plate. And for the Oakland Athletics, it's Semien, Martini, Chapman, Olson, Davis, Canna, Grossman, Herman, and Barreto. Brewers 56-52 go for the win tonight to keep pace in the National League Central. Thanks to you for listening. I'm Mayor Mitch. Stay tuned to The Fan for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. A little late-night Brewers talk tonight on The Fan. Brewers going for the victory. The new-look Brewers, Jordan Lyles, takes on Brett Anderson. Go Brewers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.